Walking through the 8 miles of wards comes another nurse, a thin, aristocratic woman who carries a lamp, for night is falling. Her oval face is remarkably sweet, symmetrical, and placid. Slowly she progresses, pausing at the foot of many a patient's pallet and speaking in a soft, melodious voice. "The letter to your mother has been sent, Higgins. Not at all. You are very welcome. Did you eat today, O'Reilly? Good. I should have a blanket for you tomorrow. Did you use a fresh sponge, Walters?" As she pauses where the nurse ministers to the man going blind, "Good. Go to your quarters now. It's getting dark." As the nurse leaves, the lady with the lamp walks forward again to pause where the trembling girl crouches beside her unconscious husband. After a look at him, the lady sets down her lamp, seats herself likewise on the cold stone floor, takes the man's blue bare feet into her lap, and begins briskly to rub them with her hands, perhaps warming them a bit. "It is the only comfort I can give him," she tells the girl who sits mute and huge-eyed by his side. "You must go now, child. You may come back in the morning." The thin young wife gazes back at her, wordless and imploring. The lady replies to that gaze as if to a spoken plea. "I know you wish to stay with him, child, but the rule is that there are to be no females in the wards at night, and if we do not obey, the army may send us back to the kitchen, or even worse, back to England." Her soft voice never rises, and her face, although thin, shows no weariness, resentment, or frustration. It remains angelically serene, even as she says, "If that happens, then there will be no nursing for the unfortunates, not even in the daytime. So we must go. Do you understand?" And assuming that the girl can hear her, perhaps she thinks the child does understand. Although the younger woman fails to move, there is no defiance in her eyes, only wretched exhaustion. "Come." Placing the dying man's feet gently back on the floor, the lady takes her lamp and rises. "Come, I will walk with you and light your way."